Bottom of the seventh inning. Ben Johnson working on a three-hitter right now, 3-0. His team leads, 3 runs, 8 hits, no errors, no runs, 3 hits, and an error for Union Hill. Johnson will get the bottom two in the Union Hill lineup. That's Jack Giesen and Derek Mossberg, and then back to the top of the order.
This is actually the second baseman, Becker. So it's the bottom third of the order here.
Ground ball to third, up with it cleanly, and over to first is Hoffman.
He's been tested, huh? He's been a guy being DH'd. Being DH'd for, he's been a busy boy over at third base.
Absolutely, yes. So, Jacob Becker with the ground ball out, and now we get Jack Giesen to the plate. Jack so far today, 0-for-1, walked in his last at bat, and there's a big breaking ball strike in 0-1.
Giesen just shaking his head like, oh yeah, I'm totally going to. I'm gonna hit the crap out of that.
Breaking ball again. That time he starts it over the plate. It catches the outside corner and 0-2. So a couple breaking balls to Jack Giesen. And another breaking ball that finishes outside and the count, a ball and two strikes.
Took a little off that one, Randy. Kind of a little Zach Greinke arc to that, slowing it up.
1-2 the count. Inside ball and 2-2. Ben so far today has walked 2, hit 1, struck out 7. And the pitch is high for a ball and 3-2. So being ahead 0-2, now he's worked at full 3-2.
Nothing cooking in the express pen. The game is Johnson's.
Ben's pitch, line drive over Byers' head. At first base into the right field corner. Quickly up with it is Friesen and back into the infield. They throw back to first, and Beyer slaps the tag on Becker, or actually on Giesen, but not in time.
That's a hard play all around right there. Giesen busting tail right out of the box. Big turn at first, stops. Marquardt, after a nice flank down and right by Friesen, fires it right back, kind of off balance. Beyer puts the tag on, but just under the tag, so playing hard. Why not? State attorney.
Absolutely. Derek Mossberg to the plate. One out, one on. Mossberg, 1-for-2 today. Base hit in his last at bat. And Mossberg asked for time, stepped out of the box. Now he's back in. Express looking for a double play ball.
Happy feet at first base.
Yeah, I see that, creating a little bit of a dust storm.
He's doing it next to Adam Beyer, too, who's like the most like stoic player. So just standing there like, what are you doing?
Yeah. And the pitch to Mossberg, a breaking ball strike and 0-1.
Started the game with a lot of heat, did Johnson, but he's got a ton of confidence in that hook right now, Randy.
He is throwing that, I would say, 75% of the time. The ball is one strike. Here's the pitch, and Mossberg will foul it back and out of play. And the count at 0-2. The ball is 2 strikes.
Big spot right here. Mossberg trying to keep this inning alive, keep the train moving. At the top of the order coming up on deck.
On the mound, here's the pitch by Ben. That's low and away. Gets past Cade, goes to the backstop. Big turn by Giesen out at second, but he's not going to go anywhere. There's a lot of room behind home plate, but Cade hustled after it. So wild pitch by Ben. With one out, that runner at second. A 1-ball, 2-strike count to Mossberg. And curveball on the ground to short. A check swing. Jordan Joseph crossed the diamond. 6-3 in the putout. 2 outs.
Johnson drops down. Sidearm delivery right there. And it just maybe, I don't know if it fooled Mossberg, Randy, that he just kind of got that half swing on it with two strikes.
It looked like it. Just a little, check swing. bring the top of the order and Joe Becker to the plate.
Second time Union Hill has had a man on third today. Each of the other time, didn't come across.
Joe Becker takes a strike and 0-1. Boy, I would bet that, I mean, when you're looking at Ben Johnson, first pitch strikes today.
Up there.
Up there.
Yeah, 80%.
Yeah. Here's a line drive, passed Beyer at first down the right field line. Boy, Adam was spinning out in the dirt there, hoping that that one was going to be foul, and it was.
Hugging that line pretty good. It'd be tough to get a fair ball past him over there.
The ball, it's two strikes, two outs. And ready on the mound, it's Johnson. Here's his pitch, ground ball back to Bennett. Hits him in the knee. He'll pick it up. Throw to first in time. Boy, Ben Johnson took that one right off his shin. Looks to be okay, not hobbling at all, and that'll do it for Union Hill in the seventh. No runs, a hit, no errors, one left on. We played seven. It is 3-0. Kimball with the lead over Union Hill. We're back in a minute on KASM.
The Rambo brand reads, "We're in the business of making you look good." This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London.
I've been banking for a while now. I'd say ever since I was 5 years old. Thanks to Farmers and Merchants State Bank, I know I have a financial partner who will keep growing with me, wherever I am, just like they've done for my dad and grandma. Now at 12, I know that they'll keep being there for me, like when I go to college, buy my own house, or even if I start my own business someday, or take over the family farm. I trust them, because friendly still counts. Visit fmpierce.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Yes, indeed. Take me out to the ball game. We are listening to Kimball and Union Hill baseball. It's back to Waconia for more baseball action with Randy and Kirby.
Thank you, Cy. To the eighth inning, and Kirby Hemish with our play-by-play.
Well, thanks, Cy. Thanks, Runts. As it's 4-5-6 for the Express here in the eighth, looking for some insurance, and that reads Johnson Marquardt Beyer as Johnson slashes one foul after looking at a ball. His first opportunity to see the reliever, Ross Beamer, out of the pen. The Lonsdale lefty, 1-1. He came in on relief to finish up the sixth inning for Union Hill as this off-speed pitch missing inside on Johnson. Now 2-1. 3-0 our score. One in the second, third, and sixth for Kimball. Seven blanks on the board for the Bulldogs. As the 2-1 offering, that's missing up and away. Now 3-1, Johnson a couple bounce outs up the guts and a fly out to third base. He's 0-3. He's got that luxury of being 0-3 and still having a good game from what he's done on the mound today, Randy.
Yeah, you have to separate the two if you're a pitcher and a hitter, don't you?
Yeah.
I mean, oh.
Absolutely. Try not to have one carry over into the other as he flips the 3-1 pitch foul. Payoff pitch coming, tapped on the ground towards third, fielded to his left is Becker. Throw across is high. The tag, safe. The through pulled the first baseman, Nate Leoff. A feet-first slide at first for Ben Johnson, who's instantly asking for a pinch runner. And out of the dugout will come Jack Becker, and it'll be an error on the third baseman, Joe Becker.
No, I think it's Penritz.
Oh, yeah. Get my lineups wrong again. Thomas Pearson out of the dugout.
Number 22.
22, yeah. Thomas Pearson will run for Johnson. So they've been bunting all day when they get the leadoff man on, Randy.
Error on that throw by Becker, by the way.
Yeah. And that'll bring Marquardt to the plate. See if Scott's dad asks him to bunt. He does. He squares, puts it down the third baseline. Becker fields at third. Only play is back to first in time. Sacrifice in order again as Marquardt does his job.
You bet. Saw Becker that time, Kirby taking his time and really making a good, strong throw from third. Didn't sail it at all.
So the runner at second base is the pinch runner, Thomas Pearson. Bring Adam Beyer. Tom Marquardt getting Ben Johnson off of his feet. Give him a little break for the final six outs. As Beyer, a little cue shot off the end of the bat. It is fielded by Beamer on the mound. Looks back. The runner Pearson back to second base and flips to first. A easy 1-3 retiring of Adam Beyer for out number two.
The left-hander has done a good job against Kimball since coming on in relief. Speaking of Ross Beamer.
Two away. That'll bring Cade Marquardt to the plate. Like a pinch hitter in the on-deck circle for Kimball. As the first offering to Cade, flipped foul and out of play.
Cade helped his team's cause. His last at-bat, Kirby had a RBI single.
Punched that one to center that brought Jordan Joseph across to score. He's in a hole at 0-1 right now as Beamer's pitch in at the knees for a strike to Marquardt, moving our count to 0-2. 0-2 the count, trying to clutch up for the Express. As the left-hander set, 0-2 offering is tapped towards the left side. This will be a tough play. Fielded in the hole by Berg. He has no play as Marquardt runs well up the line. He just fields and runs straight to third base, Randy, to make sure that Pearson stays put at third, and I think that's about all he could do.
Yeah, that was pretty much a hit where nobody's going to really make a play on it, Kirby. Just perfectly placed there by Cade Marquardt. Is it luck? Maybe. But you got to swing the bat and make contact.
So two hits now for Marquardt. He's reached base three times, and the pinch hitter will be Matt Dingman. Matt Dingman hitting for Zach Dingman. And we're going to get a visit out of the dugout here from Union Hill. Game brought to you by our sports boosters as Kimball Express Baseball today. Brought to you by Gilliland Chevrolet, Gilk Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning, Albany Chrysler Center, Farmers and Merchant State Bank, Erkins Water, Promotional Resources Incorporated of St. Joseph, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency of Painesville, Rambo, IPM Wade Park, Albany and Richmond, A&W. We have, of course, 4:30 today. Painesville taking on the Austin Greyhounds. As that game coming up at a scheduled start time of 4:30, Randy and I, final day of the weekend. We got five games this weekend as the powwow has come to an end. And the pinch hitter, Matt Dingman, into the batter's box. First and third, two away. Kimball up three, trying to make it more as the first offering from Beamer to Dingman, missing down and in for a ball. Over at third base, pinch runner Tom Pearson as he's running for Ben Johnson, who reached on an error, had a sack bunt, got to third on an infield hit. As Beamer's 1-0 pitch cut on and missed at home by Dingman. 1-1. Zach Dingman on the day was 0-3 with two strikeouts. Cade Marquardt got some good speed over at first base. Has that big lefty leg kick. This pitch is lifted and will twist foul, and the count will move to 1-2. Broken bat right there for Matt Dingman. He'll get a new piece of lumber.
Yeah, and he's going to go to the bat rack.
One swing, one busted bat at state.
Oh, man. Grab something similar off that bat rack. Players know, Kirby, do they have a backup bat usually?
Oh, yeah.
Do they?
Yeah.
Okay. Something like that would happen.
Got to be ready.
Got to be ready, yeah.
So 1-2. Keep an eye on Marquardt here. See if Cade maybe leaves early, or he just takes off as this pitch is fouled into the netting.
Good call there.
1-2. I don't think they would throw to second, because you'd have to be sure to get him. Beamer's got the high leg kick, so a pretty good head start. If you're safe at second, you could potentially have Pearson come across to score that fourth run on a throw all the way through. And he's set. There he goes again. This pitch is lifted, popped up, foul, and out of play.
Getting his sprints in. No, but you kind of wonder, too, if the throw is made, does Cade stop?
To try to induce a pickle?
Right.
Okay.
Exactly. Kimball's got one of those little plays in their bag of tricks.
See if Grandpa sends him again. One and two the count. First and third, two away. 3-0 our score. As there he goes again. This pitch is hit foul down the third baseline again.
Dingman's hit a few balls that just sounded solid off the bat down the left field line. He's pulling this beamer.
So Cade Marquardt's Fitbit gets a few more steps. Makes his way back to first after he was going again right there. And still no throwovers from Ross Beamer on three consecutive stolen base attempts. The lefty set. He comes home, and that pitch is fouled at home. Marquardt was going again, and Cade kind of slows up and jogs over. Second baseman, Jacob Becker, probably giving him some guff.
Austin Rooley gets a ball that comes in from the foul line.
One and two the count. First and third. Little visit from behind the plate for Jack Giesen. Made his way out there to have a word with Ross Beamer. As Marquardt goes again, this pitch missing high, and they do let him just have second base, Randy. Marquardt just jogs right in, and you can kind of tell where the middle infield was playing that they weren't really too worried about Marquardt.
They weren't going to challenge that at all, exactly.
Now you get a base hit, you're down by five.
Yeah. 3-0, Kimball here in the top of the eighth.
Two and two the count. Lefty comes home. 2-2 pitch. That's popped into the netting again. Nice battle right here between Matt Dingman and Ross Beamer.
Pretty impressive with his at-bat coming off the bench.
Yeah, you only get one. You got to make it worth your while up there.
Yeah, you do.
See three at-bats worth of pitches in your one plate appearance. 2-2 the count. Second and third here for Kimball with two away. 2-2 pitch above the belt. Good take right there by Dingman. Fills it up at 3-2. Nobody at first, so the runners Pearson and Marquardt will stay put at second and third. Wind still coming in on a sunny day in Waconia. Payoff pitch to Dingman. No! In there, strike three. Dingman was on his way to first as he is punched out by the plate umpire. All that battling, and Beamer gets him to go down looking for out number three, and that does it for the Express in the eighth. They score no runs on one hit. There was a Union Hill error. Two runners left on base. 7.5. 3-0 in favor of Kimball. Bottom of the eighth coming up 1 minute from now on KASM.
IPM Incorporated, Precision Machining and Gear Cutting of Waite Park, is a proud supporter of amateur baseball in central Minnesota. IPM and Waite Park is currently accepting applications for those interested in a career in manufacturing. Looking for a better job? Don't miss this opportunity. Call 320-656-1241 or go online at www.ipminc.com for more information. IPM, supporting amateur baseball in central Minnesota. Best of luck to all area teams from IPM Incorporated, Precision Machining and Gear Cutting in Waite Park.
Summertime is baseball time in central Minnesota.
That's amateur baseball.
All of this baseball talk makes me hungry.
Let's make plans to stop at Albany and Richmond A&W.
That's a great idea. Perfect before or after the game, or anytime.
Check out our starting lineup. Hot dogs, hamburgers, chicken strips, root beer floats, and
ice cream!
Get a hit or a double or a triple. No! Hit a home run at Albany and Richmond A&W.
Swing, bada, bada, swing, bada, bada, swing, bada, bada, swing.
And now, 12 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, temperature reading of 73 degrees, bright sunshine here in central Minnesota. We take you back to Waconia. More exciting state baseball action. It's Kirby and Randy.
To the eighth, and a big eighth, as Union Hill is going to have 2-3-4 in their batting order, Randall. And when you have 2-3-4 and you're down to your last six outs, that's when it starts a good time to get getting.
Good reality check. You look each other in the eye and you say, guys, we got to get some good swings on Mr. Ben Johnson on the mound, but he has been dynamite to Kirby Hemish through seven strikeouts, two walks, one hit batter, He's given up four hits, no runs.
All singles as his first offering is waved at and missed right there to Conrad Mossberg. Mossberg had a single his last time up. It was a single for Nate Lee in the second. A single for Derek Mossberg in the fifth. Single for Conrad Mossberg in the sixth. And then in the seventh, Jack Giesen with a single as the one-strike pitch missing outside, evening it up at 1-1. Don't believe anything's cooking in the Kimball pen.
Does not look like it.
Nor should there be. As Johnson's 1-1 offering, that's missing off the plate. Now 2-1. 3-0 in favor of the Express. As Johnson gets the sign from Cade Marquardt. 2-1 offering, that's laced and passed Jordan Joseph. And there's the fifth hit of the day. Second one for Conrad Mossberg as he's aboard.
That's why he's your number two hitter. That's why he pitches. That's why he DHs. He's one of your best ball players. Two hits.
This is a guy, Union Hill, if they're going to get going, he needs to get going. Nathan Berg, one of our many foot soldiers out there, Randy, who give us information. Kyle Leeser telling me that this guy played collegiately at Xavier, a Musketeer. Not too shabby of a collegiate career. And Johnson's got him swinging twice thus far as he walks in with an 0-for-3 and looks at a first pitch ball down and away. Runner at first is Conrad Mossberg as Johnson will work from the set. The right-hander comes home. That one-strike pitch curls in there to even it up at 1-1. Five singles for Union Hill, none of which coming in the same inning. They've had two men reach third base. They stayed right there. Johnson's been brilliant as this pitch is hammered down the left field line, but that's going to twist into the corner. Foul. Good wood on that one. Just pushed it foul. Now it's 1-2. As Nathan Berg looking to extend the Union Hill inning here. Nobody out. 1-2 the count. Johnson will glance over at Mossberg, who has a very conservative lead, and there's a punch out again. Got the heater by him. Hit a different gear with that one, Randy.
Yes, he did. Yep. Back to just that 85, maybe 86 Kirby. Just blew it by him. Eight strikeouts for the right-hander.
You'll bring it on fastball. That'll bring Nate Lee to the plate. Speaking of guys who've been punched out twice by Ben Johnson, singled in the second, swinging in the fourth, swinging in the sixth. Not much again of a lead again for Mossberg as the first offering right in there for a strike from Ben Johnson.
Hanska and Fergus Falls will follow. Hanska south of New Ulm yet, down in that corner. Fergus Falls
did some driving today.
Way up on 94.
A one pitch, off speed missing away, evens it up at 1-1.
I always look at Fergus Falls when you're driving to Fargo, and it's about 60 miles to Fargo from Fergus yet.
1-1 the count. As that pitch missing down and in, nearly hitting Nate Lee, moves our count to 2-1. 60 miles, so if you're in your Mercury, under an hour, but if you got a trailer behind you, over an hour.
Over an hour.
You've made that trek a time or two.
I have.
2-1 the count. Johnson set his 2-1 pitch. That nice. Curls in there nicely with the off speed. Evens it up at 2-2. And we've seen it. I mean, the fastball has been his strikeout pitch, but he's gotten ahead of a lot of these hitters as of late, Randy, with that off speed.
He has. Yep. Just confidence in that hard breaking ball of his.
2-2, time called at home for Nate Lee. First baseman wants to step out, think about it a bit. Deep breath, and he's back into the box. 3-0 Kimball. Bottom of the eighth inning with one on and one out. 2-2 pitch, that's hit. Foul down the third baseline, wide of third. Out in front of that pitch right there was Lee.
Struck out his last two at-bats after getting a single off of Mr. Johnson in the second.
2-2 the count. Johnson looking into Marquardt. Righty's on the same page. The 2-2. That pitch popped up short right field. On it in right is Friesen. He makes the catch for an easy out number two. Ball sure hangs up there with that wind blowing in, huh?
Boy, it does. Yeah, fly ball. Kirby, it seems like we've hardly had any fly balls today.
Seriously.
Really, it's been...
Groundouts and strikeouts.
Groundouts and strikeouts, yeah.
Kibble has played airless ball thus far through 7 2/3 as that brings Adam Giesen to the plate. Johnson set at the waist, pitch missing low for a ball. A fly out and two strikeouts in the first. Sack bunt, ground out in the second. Strikeout, two ground outs left side in the third. Strikeout, fly out in the fourth. Two ground outs and a punch out in the fifth as the 1-0 pitch in there for a strike. Sixth inning reads single, ground out, strikeout, fly out. Ground out in the seventh, and then the fly out here. So, yeah, strikeouts and ground outs and just a couple of those flyouts as this pitch popped up short left field over near the foul line. In left is Austin Rooley. He makes his way into foul territory to make the catch, and that does it for Union Hill in the eighth inning. They squander that leadoff single. No runs, one hit. There were no Kimball errors and one runner left on base. We have played 7.5 here at Waconia. On to the we've played 8, how about, here at Waconia. On to the ninth inning coming up in a minute right here on KASM.
If you've been thinking about upgrading your vehicle, right now is the best time. And Brandle Auto Connection in St. Cloud is the place to see. We'll work hard to get you the vehicle you'll love.
That's right, Bill. And at Brandle Auto Connection, we'll work to get you the financing you deserve. And with rates being at the lowest they've been in years, there's never been a better time to get that new-to-you car, truck, or SUV with payments you can afford.
So whether you're looking for a low-mile, late-model vehicle with a lifetime warranty or just a beater with a heater, at Brandle Auto Connection of St. Cloud, we have a vehicle for you. And with guaranteed financing, we're sure to have a payment plan that fits everybody.
That's right, Bill. With vehicles starting at $499 and payments as low as $50 a week, we will have the right vehicle for you. Stop in today and see how easy it is to get the vehicle you deserve with payments you can afford at Brandle Auto Connection, next to the Red Barn Dairy Queen, Highway 10, St. Cloud.
Your dependable neighbor. We are AM 1150 KASM Albany, FM 105.5 HD2 KDDG Albany, and KASM Albany at FM 107.7 all the time.
And we're now at 3 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock. Our temperature reading at 73 degrees. And we're going to take you back to Waconia. More exciting baseball action with Kirby and Randy. And fellas, I'm going to pass the baton. Angela Mergen is in studios.
Well, there we go. Enjoy your nap, Mr. Funenstein, as we welcome you back to Waconia. On to the ninth inning. And Randy, a new Lonsdale hurler.
Yeah, this time we go from the right side. And Adam Furstedt from Lonsdale will come on in relief of Ross Beamer here in the ninth inning, as Union Hill hopes to keep the Kimball bats quiet. 3-0 lead for Kimball, Kirby.
Adam Furstedt, F-J-E-R-S-T-A-D. If we were back home, we wouldn't have to ask who he belongs to, because you know he's not from around here.
That's right.
You don't see a lot of F-J starts to last names, as it'll be Brooks Marquardt, Austin Rooley, Tommy Friesen. Do up for Kimball, looking for some insurance as they lead by 3 in the ninth. First offering missing low for a ball.
The gentleman that handed me the lineup said a little Norwegian.
Sure. As the 1-0 offering from Furstedt to Brooks in there for a strike. Marquardt 2-for-3 on the day, scored a run. Got to third in the seventh as well. Nice production out of your nine spot. As the 1-1 offering from Furstedt, that is in at the knees for a strike. Brooks, the longtime Kimball leadoff man. I went to a state tournament game, I don't know, 8 years ago. He led off the game, first pitch, home run. As the 1-2 offering right now, Furstedt's 1-2, that's missing low. Now 2-2. For the Dogs in the ninth, it'll be Jack Kreitzer, Jacob Becker, Jack Giesen. Jack, Jake, and Jack due up in the ninth for Union Hill. As the 2-2 pitch missing low for a ball to Brooks. Ruley and Friesen to follow in the Kimball ninth. Payoff pitch from the Lonsdale drafty right-hander is hit on the ground towards third. Nice short hop pick right there by the third baseman Joe Becker across the diamond in time to Nate Lee for out number one.
That's one of those ole. It's like you're a matador in a bullfight. And
good job, though, go getting that one to make sure, because the short hop's the one you want. You know, long hops and short hops, stay away from the medium. But if you go quickly, get that out there, extending his glove, fielding it out in front of you, playing the ball instead of the ball playing you. Nice play by Joe Becker. Lineup flips over, fourth at-bat, fourth plate appearance. How about for Austin Ruley, fifth plate appearance here into the ninth inning. Looks at a first pitch ball.
2-for-3 on the day. Sacrifice bunt in his last at bat.
Expressive, played well. 9 hits. Cashed in on some chances. As this pitch popped up, that'll twist foul. And it will drop harmlessly. Even it up at 1-1. Manufacturing is what the Express did today, Randy. Bunting on, over, and in.
Absolutely. Doing it without a double.
They had one double. Joseph's
one double,
in the sixth.
That's right.
As the 1-1 offering from Fierstead fouled into the netting. Moves our count to 1-2.
That is the game's only extra base hit, though, isn't it?
And, like, nothing even close.
Wow.
Other than that. As the 1-2 pitch, that pitch missing high. Nothing close, as in the fact that there wasn't like a deep fly ball that a guy made a long running catch on, or a diving catch in deep right center.
Realistically, Joseph's double, had Kreitzen judged it correctly, he should have made the catch.
Should have ended up in his pocket as that pitch cut on and missed. Ruley's out on strikes for out number two. First strikeout for Adam Fierstead. And it'll be Tommy Friesen with two away.
Tommy's had his struggles at the plate today, Kirby.
He liked the third when he bunted.
Yep.
0-for-3 with 3 Ks since then. As the first offering from Fierstead, 0-for-3 with 3 Ks, and he dots the corner with the fastball. Strike one.
Got him staring back at the umpire. Come on, give me a break.
0-1 pitch, cut on and missed, and it's freezing in a hole at 0-2.
One only needs to look at all the cars in the parking lot, Kirby. Parking lots, and realize there are a ton of people here.
0-2 pitch, that's put in play, right on it and left, and making the catch on the run is Derek Mossberg. His first action, he puts it away to retire Friesen for out number three. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. And I think you look around, and the state tournament parks have gotten so vast. As Angela, we welcome you back, or we welcome you to the studio. We're going to keep it right here for the break, but there's so many seating options where it's like, oh, there's 50 people there.
Yeah.
There's probably 50 people on top of the dugout. There's a good, you know, maybe 100 here in the grandstand. It's like, oh, yeah, there's a pile of people here.
There is. There really is. The state tournament, from what we've seen, has drawn big numbers so far. Yesterday in Hamburg, yesterday here in Waconia. And so people are getting out. People are getting out, and I love them for that.
Makes it fun as Randy and I were on to the bottom of the ninth inning as Kimball looking to put a bow on a complete game shutout. Ben Johnson's warm-up pitch right there. That wasn't sidearm. That was more submarine. And the winner of this one, Randy, will take on the Alexandria Black Sox at 4:30 next Saturday right here in Waconia. And again, our great army of sources out there, David Jonas, telling me it would be a rematch of the championship in the relay race of the Stearns County Classic this year. As the relay race where they, you know, the skills competition.
Sure.
Kimball with a walk-off victory over Alexandria in record time. So that would be a bit of a new friendly rivalry right there between the Black Sox and the Express. And if it happens, we'll be here.
Yep.
We'll be here. We're going to be here anyway. We might as well have that 4:30 game, right?
Absolutely.
Why not, huh? On to the ninth, bottom half. As into the batter's box, first offering, missing for a ball from Johnson. This pitch is to
Jack Becker.
Jack Becker has stayed in the game in that right field spot. Flew out to Beyer to end the sixth inning. He's up to get things going here in the ninth as he fouls that pitch back. Johnson, been brilliant. B-E-N, brilliant, as the 1-1 pitch. That's popped up foul and out of play.
Stick around. We're going to award that coveted Chasm Cap player of the game.
What made you bring that up?
Well, I mean, just Ben.
1-2 the count. His 1-2 offering. That's popped up foul and out of play. Becker feeding the pockets of the youth of Waconia with that foul ball placement. 1-2 the count. It'll be Becker, and then Jake Becker, and then Jack Green. Jack Becker hitting for Jack Kreitzer earlier in the sixth. So Jack hit for Jack, followed by Jake, and then followed by Jack. 2-2 the count as that pitch goes to the backstop. Outfield deep enough with the wind blowing straight in, but still trying to prevent a double. Here comes the sidewinder, and that's cut on and missed. That's where he gets nasty, Randy, and he gets that all-important out number one for his ninth punch-out.
Comes from the side, and yeah, even David Jonas back at home saying that's nasty.
Kyle Leeser told me a story via text message that I'll have to reference right here, that first time he ever faced him, he said he threw the first pitch behind him, and then he went sidearm slider, and my knees may have shifted out of socket. As you start on your load and like, oh, whoa.
Yeah.
Ow, my knee. He's something. Oh, yeah. First offering to Becker. That is right down Broadway for strike one.
In his mid-30s, and obviously, Tom Marquardt said, he's going to need 10 days of rest now, so we might not see him next week, Kirby.
A one pitch, fouled into the netting. Now 0-2. I've heard that before, though. During their state tournament run, it was my dad and brother said, well, he can't throw 2 weeks in a row. And then he threw 2 weeks in a row in the semis or something. Yeah. And he diced and got them to the final, to the championship. As the 0-2 pitch, that's tapped on the ground. Fielded at third base by Hoffman. His throw across, pulled Beyer off the bag. Or did he stay on? He did stay on.
He did.
Big Adam Beyer's got that large frame kind of laid over and must have kept his cleat on the bag.
Did that little watermelon crawl back to the first base bag.
Tracy Bird Beyer staying on the bag, and the Bulldogs down to their final outs.
Michael Hoffman's been a busy guy third today.
He has, yeah. Two nice plays in the third inning, I remember. One in the seventh, one here in the ninth. Two gone. It falls on Jack Giesen. First pitch, cue shot. That's foul up the first base line. And one strike on Giesen. We've seen a lot of that today too, Randy. Tapping the handle of the bat on the dirt. Did I break that?
Uh-huh. Because you're hitting pitches that are on the outside part of the plate, Kirby, and a lot of times you get it off the end of the bat. Good place to break a wood bat.
0-1 the count. Sidearm fouled away, and they're down to their final strike. If Cade throws down the pinky right here, this thing might empty the gas tank.
That's right.
Not that the light's on or anything like that for Ben, but why not go out with a bang as he'll come right over the top with the heater, and it's a complete game. Shutout, five-hitter for Ben Johnson. 10 strikeouts to pitch the Express into a 4:30 battle with Alexandria coming up next Saturday at 4:30 right here in Waconia. That man was good today.
That man was awesome today. Ben Johnson, congratulations. And your Kimball Express, too. 3 runs, 9 hits. They did not boot the ball today, and Kimball left 6 men on base for Union Hill. No runs on 5 hits. They committed an error, and Union Hill left 8 on base.
We welcome you to the coveted Chasm Cap postgame show as right there, recipe for success, Randall. Throwing strikes, 10 strikeouts, complete game shutout, 5 hits allowed, all of which singles. Guy, get the leadoff guy on, get him over, get him in, go to the next round.
Yep, keep the ball down. Let your infielders make a lot of plays. They did it today. They were good. Kimball Express with just an impressive first-round victory here in the state tournament, Kirby. Tom Marquardt has the guys ready to play.
These guys are no stranger to this stage. The moment you knew it wasn't going to be too big for them, and then you get a brilliant pitching performance right there from your starting pitcher. On, over, and in. Lather, rinse, repeat as the Express will be moving on. And you know, you had the one extra base hit in the game today, Randy, but Kimball just kind of timely hitting. You get that RBI for Jordan Joseph. They scored that first run on an air, and then the other RBI for Cade Marquardt. The youth kind of punching in the elder statesman,
yep.
And on they move, moving right in the bracket.
Nice mix of, I guess, players. And so Ben Johnson, though, the senior, leader, along with Scott Marquardt on this team, Adam Beyer, those veterans, just such a big part to Kimball's lineup, and congratulations to Ben. Now, Ben's being interviewed down on the field right now because they're recognizing him as player of the game, Kirby.
He's there. He's the state tournament player of the game. And, Randy?
He's our coveted Chasm player of the game, too. That coveted cap Chasm player of the game gets a big hug from Tom Marquardt as he heads into his dugout. Yeah. Ben, we're going to find a hat that's going to fit your head. Go take a little picture of you right now.
2 hour and 13 minute masterpiece from Mr. Johnson pitching the Express into that second round. So that sets the stage for what's suddenly turning into a busy Saturday for Randy and Kirby, as we know we'll have for sure at 1:30 in Waconia and 1:30 in Chaska. St. Martin taking on the winner of Fergus Falls Hanska at 1:30 in Chaska. Watkins will take on the winner of Princeton and St. Stephen here in Waconia. Should Painesville come out on top against Austin, they'd play at 11 on Saturday. We know we'll be here at 1:30 for Waconia. And then you look elsewhere on the bracket, Randy. At 4:30, it will be Kimball taking on the Alexandria Black Sox. And at 7 o'clock at night, Spring Hill taking on, where are the Chargers? They're taking on New Ulm at 7 o'clock here in Waconia. So you're going to be here the whole day anyway. Might as well get Painesville in there too, huh?
Absolutely. Now we wait for Painesville and Austin. That game at 4:30 this afternoon. We have Hanska and Fergus Falls in between. But, yeah, setting up to be a fun weekend next weekend.
Kimball Baseball brought to you by Albany and Richmond A&W, IPM Wade Park, Rambo, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency of Painesville, Promotional Resources Incorporated of St. Joe, Erkins Water, Farmers and Merchants State Bank, Albany Chrysler Center, Gilk Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning, and Gilliland Chevrolet. They are making Painesville baseball possible, how about Kimball baseball possible for you right here on KASM.
So we'll let Angela do a little homework back at the station. We have our birthday club coming up here on KASM. I'll get some old-time music for you, and she'll get you all ready to go when we're ready for baseball at 4:30 this afternoon. Want to thank you for joining us here on KASM this morning and afternoon. A successful day for the Kimball Express. 3-0, they defeat Union Hill. Game being heard here on KASM. Thank you, Cy Funnenstein. Thank you, Angela. Kirby, we'll do it again, won't we, in a couple hours?
Lunch and then baseball. How about that?
Perfect. Perfect mix. We'll be back in Waconia at 4:30. Until then, for Kirby Hemish, this is Randy Rothstein. Enjoy your afternoon. We'll see you at 4:30.